Only Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, letter number 5938, Baruch Hashem, 18th of Kislev, Tovshin Yudches, Avosi V'chosid, Shlomo Sheyichia Kupchik. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after a long interruption, I got your letter that you started writing it on the 27th of Mar Cheshvan. I guess that's the date on the letter, but by the time it came to the Rebbe, it was much later, so the Rebbe says that you started it at that date, that's the date, but it took you some time. And the Rebbe says, how fortunate you are that you're organizing the Fabringen. And that you write, that you don't always see the results, you don't always see the fruits, you don't see that your actions have borne fruits, that anything happened. So, the Rebbe says, during the Fabringen itself, for sure you're discussing words of Torah, words of encouragement, Yisoyderus. So it is impossible that words of the living God, words of Torah, that they should not impact their impact. And there is, it's public knowledge, what our rebbes, our leaders, holy leaders told us, that the soul listens, even with regards to a very simple Jew. So sometimes you're going to try to teach some esoteric, some Hasidus, to a simple Jew, even though he doesn't understand what you're talking about. But his neshama, his soul, does understand. As also understood in the Sikha of Yutes Kislev in the year Tzadei Gimel. And the Rebbe says, look into Lekutei Diburim, Beis Ois Yud Zayin. And the Rebbe says, especially the Rebbe says, in our case, that we're talking about Torah scholars, so you think they're not understanding, they're neshama, they're getting it, or themselves. He writes to the Rebbe about a Rav Mimakov, the Rabbi Mimakov, and that he was a student of Rabbi Shimon Greenfeld. He was the author of Shailas Tshuvas Marshag, Shimon Greenfeld. So the Rebbe says, for sure, at a appropriate time, give him regards from me, although I don't know him, because it is my strong hope that he will do this. Rav Mimakov will do everything that is up to him to spread the teaching of Baal Shem Tov in general, and as it's been revealed in the teaching of Chabad through the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe says the reason why he's saying that, this Rav Shimon Greenfeld, in his book, he is very strong trying to explain the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says, because his teacher goes through troubles himself to answer the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says, if you look in the Shailas Utshuvas of Marashag, Shimon Greenfeld, Chelik Sheni, Simon Lamadal of Simon Ayin Hay, and the Rebbe says, the first Chelik, the first volume I don't have from that, and maybe there is there too, but the Rebbe shows him that in two places over there, he goes through a great deal of effort to justify the Alter Rebbe. So the Rebbe said there is a Alter Rebbe's, he has that respect for the Alter Rebbe. Further, the Rebbe says, you mentioned in your letter Harav Safra, Sheyichia. He says, yeah, the Rebbe says that there's also a Rav Safra, Sheyichia, that said to me that his father lives in the Holy Land. Maybe this is the one the Rebbe is saying. And the Rebbe says, I am very strongly, I trust that also for the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev, you're doing everything that is up to you to organize it properly. And this that you write, that you don't feel that you have enough energy, you have enough koiches, but the Rebbe says, our sages of blessed memory have already taught us in the living Torah, which is eternal, through the stories of Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Rav Chanina ben Doisa, he was a very poor man, and he wanted to bring a gift to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. This is a story in Shir HaShirim Rabbah and Kohelis Rabbah in the beginning. And he wanted, but he was a poor man. He couldn't hire workers or a carriage to carry that gift to Yerushalayim. So he heard a voice come from heaven. It says, you just put one finger, put a small finger, and the angels ended up carrying the rock all the way to Yerushalayim. So, well, if the angels carried the rock to Yerushalayim, so why did they need his finger? I mean, how does his finger help? And the answer is that you got to do something about it too. So, well, the Rebbe doesn't go through this. Oh, the Rebbe says that you can do it. You do a little bit. You do what you can. And when you do what you can, from Hashemayim, they'll help you, as in that story there. The Rebbe said there's a very beautiful, wonderful hint over here in this story, because we talk about Lev HaEven. Lev HaEven would mean a heart of stone. And Yerushalayim is made up of Yerushalim. I think what the Rebbe is saying, the Rebbe said, I don't know where he's referring to, where it's explained, but I'm thinking what perhaps, you know, when a person has a heart of stone, that means that he's not emotional, he can't get himself too fired up in his heart, but you bring it up to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means to complete a yira, so you can bring up that level. The Rebbe says you have a very great merit that you're occupying yourself in the above and similar, so that you and all your family members should have success in all of your matters. So the Rebbe is blessing him because of his activities. And this that you write in the end of your letter, that one of the teachers on the class said, as a conclusion from what he learned in the Kuntra Sumayim, that in the future to come, that the body will be the one that will influence the soul. In other words, now the soul gives life to the body, but in the future, the body will vitalize the soul or give to the soul. That is true, as explained at length in the Maimorim of the Rebbe Marashab, in the Chol Tichlo Reish Nun Tes, also brought in Kovitz Lubavitch Cheveres Gimel. The Rebbe blessed him for good news and for a happy Fabrengen and an effective Fabrengen. So the Rebbe is very much happy that he's making these Fabrengens, and the Rebbe says, don't get, not you're saying it's not always successful. It has to be successful, and even if the people don't fully accept it, but their soul hears it, especially we're talking about Torah people, the Rebbe brings from the previous Rebbe, that even simple people, the Neshama hears. And the Rebbe also gives regards to this Rav Mimakom, because the Rebbe shows him that his teacher, the Shimon Greenfeld, defends the Alter Rebbe in his responses, so he should be someone that would be interested. And he talks about Rav Safra here. And the Rebbe says that do out the Fabrengens, do what you can. They'll help you from the Shomayim, just like the story of Rav Chanina ben Dosa. And It's true, the Rebbe says, that in the future, the soul will receive from the body, not the other way around. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and for a happy and an effective Fabrengian. Okay.